You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac recently switched the generic breast cancer pharmaceutical Herceptin to Herzuma, which will give cost savings while at the same time saving and improving quality of life. Unfortunately, they are restricting usage of Herzuma to a one-time course for those suffering from advanced breast cancer, while research overseas has shown it remains effective at lengthening and treating life and quality of life beyond just a single course. Pharmac has opened a consultation period for those who know somebody affected by breast cancer to protest this limited use of Herzuma, which is more effective but also more expensive than chemotherapy at targeting certain types of breast cancer. I spoke to Adele Gauthier of the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation about Herzuma to find out more about this topic. Does the Breast Cancer Foundation encourage Pharmac's consideration to adopt Herzuma as an identical replacement to Herceptin?
So we are pleased that they are adopting Herzuma. We think it's proven as safe and effective as Herceptin, and they're going to give it at a cheaper price. So that's good for our stretched health system. The problem is that they've really missed an opportunity to use those savings they're going to make to allow more patients to take it.
Why is Pharmac banning Herceptin and its generic drugs for use with people with worsening breast cancer?
Right now, people with advanced breast cancer, so that's terminal breast cancer, can only take Herceptin or Herzuma once for one course, and as soon as their disease gets worse, they have to stop it. In other countries, they can go back onto it later, and studies show that there's a real survival benefit to doing that. But unfortunately, Pharmac has said, you know, one and done on this. Once you've finished one course and your disease has got worse, you can't go back.
Have any global authorities and other countries recommended Herceptin as a good treatment for advanced breast cancer?
Yes, it is the standard first line of treatment in all the guidelines, but nowadays the guidelines also say go back to it again a second time later on. So it is actually the recommended standard of care.
What is the reason for such an appalling survival rate for HER2-positive advanced breast cancer patients in New Zealand?
It's an aggressive form of breast cancer, and for a long time there were no targeted drugs for it, but now since we had Herceptin, survival has improved just for those people who take it and it works for them. We know that in advanced breast cancer you just need to try everything possible to keep you going for as long as possible, and that means trying Herceptin or Herzuma more than once.
Herceptin is a targeted therapy used to treat the HER2-positive subtype of breast cancer. Can you tell us more about this subtype and how many people suffer from it?
So it's about 15 to 20% of diagnoses in New Zealand. So 500, 600 people a year get HER2-positive breast cancer. In advanced breast cancers, it's about a quarter of those cancers too. So it's a really important drug for breast cancer in New Zealand.
How does treatment with Herceptin and its generic drug compare to chemotherapy and hormone therapies in terms of cost and effectiveness?
If you have HER2-positive breast cancer, then you really do need an anti-HER2 drug like this. You will have chemotherapy as well. It is more expensive than chemo, but it's also proven much more effective for people. So, you know, our aim is to keep people alive, not to put them on the cheapest treatment.
Kiwis with advanced breast cancer have lower survival rates and fewer treatment options than patients in other countries. What can be done about this?
For advanced breast cancer, drugs are a really big part of the equation. It's not the only part. You also need clinicians who have an attitude that they want to keep people alive, which our doctors do, but also that they want to keep trying different treatments. And that's where we get stuck. We don't have the number of treatments that other countries have, so it's life-limiting by definition.
Finally, what can Kiwis do to raise awareness of this issue?
There's a consultation open with PharmAC until June 30th. They're asking people to give their views on this decision. So we'd urge all affected patients and their families to have their say and ask for HERZEMA to be funded beyond progression of disease in HER2-positive advanced breast cancer.
That was Adele Gauthier of the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation on the recent changes surrounding the HERZEMA pharmaceutical.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.